Transport MEC in the Western Cape, Bonginkosi Madikizela, called an urgent meeting yesterday with Santaco to understand exactly what the dynamics are and quell what is now becoming a bloodbath of 25 to date as of January taxi-related murders and 11 attempted murders. Bonginkosi, welcome back to the show. This is unfortunately becoming a really big ongoing part of your role is mediating between these unions.
Hey, good morning, Rafael, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, indeed. It is very concerning that when you make progress to really find, you know, the solutions to the problems that are facing the minibus taxi industry, you find that on the other hand, these killings are continuing. I mean, it's really disheartening, and that's part of the reason why we had this meeting yesterday, which was obviously sparked by these killings that you spoke about, but also the situation in Lanesburg.
And what was the outcome of that meeting? What were the key areas that were discussed?
And of course, we spent a large part of that meeting discuss the problems in Lanesburg, and I was trying to avert a crisis there, which you know could have ended up in a war. And we reached a solution where we agree that all the tax associations that are involved in those wind farms will both, you know, contract with the companies that are working there, so that they can all benefit. Because part of what really caused the discomfort from the Western Cape Tax Association was the fact that the taxis that were contracted to work in those wind farms were from the Eastern Cape. And that was a big issue. And yesterday we had a meeting with all the representatives of the tax association, Santaco, Kata, Kodeta, and the representatives from those wind farm companies, the mayor of Lanesburg, and my officials, where we had a lengthy discussion on how to take the matter forward and avert what really was beginning to be a serious issue. And as you might be aware, Philo, that unfortunately the Kata president was gunned down making his way back from Lanesburg, and I thought it was urgent and important for me to convene yesterday's meeting.
Correct. Yes, we did open with mentioning his murder. One of the issues that's been raised specifically with respect to the Lanesburg issue is that there don't seem to be available transportation modes in that area, and that's why contractors were brought in from different provinces. Is that something that was sought to be addressed? Is it a valid claim?
Well, it is a valid claim that there's no taxi association in Lanesburg, but I don't agree with a decision that was taken to give a contract to someone who brought people from other provinces and left out people from the Western Cape. One understand that those are national farms. I mean, but you can't, when those farms are in the border of Western Cape and Northern Cape, leave those two key provinces out in the distribution of labor and the contract to transport people. And that was a big issue. So yesterday, as I said, we agreed. In fact, in terms of the resolution that was taken by the municipality together with Kata and Kodeta, those taxes from the Eastern Cape were given until tomorrow. So today, I've given responsibility to the officials to really deal with the operational matters as to how the labor is going to be shared between the Western Cape associations. And fortunately, those taxis from the Eastern Cape have been told to go back. Some have already left. I'm hoping that as from tomorrow, we will resume services there with agreement, with the tax associations from the Western Cape, will then continue with that.
Bonginkosi, it feels frighteningly as though we're moving from law and order and maybe just a licensing conversation to the Western Cape government getting drawn into being a referee in what is actually a militarized turf war. And we're making it a bit more official that we are actually going to endorse our players in one way or another. Do you have any comment on that perspective?
Look, I mean, as government, we do have a responsibility to protect our citizens, because at the center of these killings, the people who remain vulnerable are the commuters. But what we have seen, over the last couple of months since we started these engagements, because I can understand that from an outsider's perspective, you might not see a difference. But what we've noticed is that we've managed to avert these, violence, actions. But we are seeing now targeted killings of certain individuals within the taxi industry. And the police are really working very hard to assist us. But what is also disturbing, this is not made easy by the fact that there are some SAPS members that are implicated, have you heard, in the extortion case. So this is a very complex issue to deal with from where I'm sitting as the MEC for Transport and Public Works, because while I deal with the issues pertaining to transport, there are much more bigger issues and players that are involved that are complicating the matter. And therefore, I have a responsibility, from time to time to make sure that I deal with those issues, because unfortunately, if I don't, we run the risk of exposing innocent people to high risk.
Bonginkosi, thank you very much for giving us your perspective. Western Cape Transport and Public Works MEC, Bonginkosi Madikizela, giving us his perspective there.